piece of grass walking down the road. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this first hour here on the Thursday, April 24th, 2025 edition. Randy Walker says, $50 coming your way, send me the link. Many of you texted me during the show, legal, and the link. Please share, thank you, Randy and Vicky. It comes as a bit.ly, bit.ly/, and then this is all in caps, Legal Defense Fund dash WCHY. You just click on that on your phone, your computer, and the entire campaign's right there. I just read it to you. Greatly appreciate the help. I got a text message. Let's see. This comes from Rod Wheeler. Randy, you and Alex Jones are truly the tip of the spear. Because once one is silenced, it becomes easier to silence the rest of us. The left has been doing this to Alex Jones. They've spent millions of dollars attacking him. They don't want conservatives speaking. Well, they don't want us speaking, especially on the radio. Alex has a much bigger platform than I do. Tucker Carlson was basically forced off of Fox News Channel because of the stories he was covering. Thank God he had the resources to create the Tucker Carlson Network and is able to do his platform work on X, Twitter, because of Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, taking it over, and providing the platforms that Tucker Carlson can afford to pay to do his interviews. Him and Joe Rogan and many others have a much bigger platform than I do, because it takes a ton of money to get on those platforms. We simply don't have it. But the thing you have to understand, that this is basically what the left has learned to do. Lawfare. Lawfare. It's a tactic that they have perfected. They're doing it to Donald Trump right now on all of his executive orders. Within the first 100 days of his second term this year, starting on January 20th, Donald Trump has been taken to court 5-6 times the number of times that these previous presidents, even himself in his first term back in 2017. But you can go as far back as Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, 8 years of Bill Clinton and Al Gore, George W. Bush, 8 years of him, 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, and now Donald Trump. They have figured out a way to basically find liberal progressive judges in these district courts and file a lawsuit. Our own Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is part of some of these lawsuits against Donald Trump in his executive orders. The things he plans to do to stop the waste, fraud, and abuse in our federal government, our own attorney general has joined in on these lawsuits. They know that if they tie you up in court and you have to spend money to defend yourself, and if you're not Donald Trump, the president of the United States, with his Justice Department, his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to defend him in these cases, with her assistant attorney generals. We don't have that. We don't have those resources. I believe many of these injunctions are going to go to the United States Supreme Court, and they're going to be overturned. Because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He can do what he wants to do that he believes is in the best interest, national security, fiscal security interests of our country. This lawsuit brought by Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks in Onaway against me, this show, my wife personally, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, is kind of a microcosm of exactly what Donald Trump is dealing with. And I am no way, shape, or form comparing myself to Donald Trump. I'm talking about the tactics. These lawfare tactics is what the left has figured out. And if you're a millionaire, like Tom Moran is, I assume, you can afford to hire this pit bull attorney that he has to come after us. Totally with the goal that they know that I have to spend a lot of money, Vicky has to spend a lot of money, the radio station has to spend a lot of money, this show, Your Defending Fathers, has to spend a lot of money defending itself with an attorney. And as a result, just being honest, we can't afford it. And that's why we've been forced to do this. So again, text me legal. I'll send you the link. If you can't afford to donate anything, just forward it to people you think who can donate 5, 10, 20 bucks, 50, whatever. The goal is right there. You can see it on the givesendgo.com website. You'll see exactly how much we've raised so far. As of right now, is $400. We greatly appreciate it. And if you guys don't mind, if you put your name in there, Curtis Gunsmithing just donated $100. Again, Rod Wheeler this morning donated $200 4 hours ago. We greatly appreciate it. Together, we'll defend ourselves and see where this goes in court. But I hate doing this. I just absolutely hate this. But it's the situation we're in, and we'll deal with it. Now we're going to go to Lansing, because I've got a lot of stories pulled up today that I want to share with you guys. And it's kind of interesting, because the quote of the day from yesterday is made by Zach Rudat. He's communication director for the Michigan Freedom Fund. In reacting to the governor, Whitmer, appointing a Michigan Supreme Court justice just 9 days after the vacancy came up, and still now going well over 100 days without calling a special election in the 35th State Senate District, she still hasn't done it. Well, according to MERS news story, and this is very, very interesting, Governor Gretchen Whitmer takes the time to appoint appeals judge Noah Hood to succeed former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Elizabeth Clement to the Michigan Supreme Court. Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed Hood to the appeals court just 3 years ago in 2022. Prior to that, she had appointed him to Detroit's Third Circuit Court in 2019. Whitmer said Hood will bring important perspectives to the high court. I've had the distinct honor of serving the people of the state of Michigan for the past 6 years, Hood said after the appointment. I am deeply grateful to our governor for her decision to appoint me to serve on our Supreme Court. I am also grateful for what it represents. For as long as I have served, the people will always be able to count on me for even-handed justice, end quote, said Hood. Well, Hood's move to the Supreme Court, which now has a 6-1 Democrat nomination majority on our Supreme Court. That's how our highest court of Michigan, folks, has evolved. 6 Supreme Court justices nominated by Democrats, only 1 Republican is left out of 7. Well, Whitmer took the opportunity to also elevate Wayne County Circuit Judge Miriam Bazzi to fill Hood's Court of Appeals First District seat. She is the first Arab American woman in Michigan's history to be appointed to the Court of Appeals. In addition, Whitmer appointed Clark Hill, partner Christopher Tribalock, and ACLU's legal director Daniel Korbikin to the Court of Appeals in the 2nd and 3rd districts, respectively. So she has no problem making appointments to the Supreme Court and replacement positions on the courts, but she can't even call for a simple special election to fill a vacancy that now has gone over 100 days. People of the 35th Senate District, you don't have a state senator. Contact the governor's office and demand it. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I just got a phone call during the break from a listener who said, can we mail a check to the P.O. box listed on the website? Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I will edit the give, send, go that Vicky created and include that information on the Give Send Go website. Make the checks out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, and you can mail your check to the P.O. Box 650 Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. She quoted Isaiah to me, and you know what? Thank you for doing that. I need the strength this morning because I got to tell you, this has been heavy on our hearts and we didn't know what else to do. So we had to go to you guys and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just to wrap up this story real quick, Governor Gretchen Whitmer does not want to call a special election to fill the 35th state senate district seat because they only have a one seat majority in Lansing in the state senate chamber. 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. That seat had been in Republican control for a long time. But because we didn't have a big turnout in the midterm election of 2022, just 3 years ago, they flipped the seat. It was very close. And it helped give the Democrats a two-seat 20-18 majority. That's how they were able to ram all their stuff through in the legislative session of 2023 through 2024. Well, the senator that had that seat ran for and was elected to be a congressperson in Washington, D.C. So now their majority is 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. What does that mean? That means that they still hold the majority. That means they still control all the committees. They control the Senate Appropriations Committee, which is working on the next budget, fiscal year 2026, and can basically stand in opposition against the new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and his Republican majority, 58 Republicans to only 52 Democrats in the State House. She knows that if she calls a special election right now, that a Republican would win that seat. What would that do? it would be 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. You have gridlock. To be fair, you would have to divvy up all the committees. You would have to divvy up all the committees between a Republican chair versus a Democrat chair. Or, years ago, they used to co-chair. One Republican, one Democrat, when they had gridlock, would chair the committees. Well, Randy, what about partisan issues? What about partisan bills brought into the Senate chamber? Well, then, per our Constitution, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist would be called in to be the president of the Senate. He would run the Senate activities. He would be at the top there holding the gavel. And he would be the tie-breaking vote. There's only one problem. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has said that she does not want to endorse any Democrats for governor next year in 2026 race. If I was Garland Gilchrist, the Republican won that seat, we had gridlock 19-19, I'd go to Governor Gretchen Whitmer and say, endorse me for governor. I've served you faithfully. I've been loyal to you all these years as your lieutenant governor. I am now going to help you make your governorship effective for the remaining term of about a year and a half. Endorse me for governor. And she's already said she does not want to endorse any of the Democrats. Why? Because they have multiple candidates running. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, announced first she's running for governor as a Democrat. Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. She does not want to endorse anybody. But if Garland Gilchrist is going to be the tie-breaking vote in a gridlocked 19-19 state Senate, if he was politically smart, endorse me, Governor, and I'll help you continue your agenda for the last part of your governorship. She doesn't want to do that. Does she secretly not want her lieutenant governor to be the next governor to take over from her? Or does she think he can't beat the Republican? Three major candidates announced on that side. Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, John James, and former Attorney General Mike Cox. She wants a strong candidate to beat the Republican and break the historical cycle of every 8 years, Republican-Democrat, Republican-Democrat, break that cycle. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public.